chapter 3. Therefore, they sent messengers to him to sue for peace in these words.
We, the servants of the great King Seleucus, lie prostrate before you. Do with us whatever you will. See, our buildings and all our land, and all our wheat fields, and our flocks and herds, and all our encampments are at your disposal. Do with them as you please. Our cities and their inhabitants are also your slaves. Come and deal with them as you see fit.
After the men came to Holofernes and told him all this, he went down with his army to the seacoast and stationed garrisons in the fortified cities. And from them he impressed picked men as auxiliaries. These people in the cities and all the inhabitants in the countryside welcomed him with garlands and dances and tambourines. Nevertheless, he demolished all their shrines and cut down their sacred groves. For he had been commissioned to destroy all the gods of the earth so that every nation might worship Seleucus alone, and that every language and tribe might invoke him as a god. At length, Holofernes reached Jezreel, in the neighborhood of Dothan, the approach to the main ridge of the Judean mountains. He set up his camp between Geba and Scythopolis, and remained there for a whole month in order to refurbish all the equipment of his army.